This is the last run of the Skype game. So I hope you guys enjoy it. Does anybody know what characters they want yet? It's first come, first serve, so just shout it out.
I'll take Ryan Whitehead then.
All right. So
I'll be Gabriella then.
Okay.
All right, I guess I'll take Albert Kapchka.
All right, so you are
I like me and my consonant clusters.
you do. Names are hard, okay? There's lots of everybody has them.
It's good. I just always go to fakenamegenerator.com.
They're all different.
Am I too loud or too quiet? Or am I good?
You're good.
You're good. Someone's breathing into their mic a little bit.
Yeah, somebody's got a little.
Is it?
It's a
I don't.
hurricane.
Yeah, I think it's you,
I'm
Rick.
sorry.
Oh, you're fine. And Gabriel. All right.
Okay. I will not be attempting an Alabama accent because honestly, I have no idea what it sounds like.
It's fine. Yeah.
So,
No, I am not going to speak Portuguese in the scenario, so we will all be.
Well, this game is just full of disappointment so
Yeah,
far.
historically inaccurate together. Okay, so quick notes. If you've already listened to what this game is a prequel of, have no fear. Play however you wish. Like, I don't demand that it go a certain way. People have mentioned that before. Think of it like a Gaiden or an alternate history, if you so wish. There's that. It's a Skype game, so while if you want to shoot something, you certainly can. Combat is typically de-emphasized in that, as you know, rolling for initiative, which is never, you know, fun in the most best of times. You know, combat can be a little sticky on that, but we can certainly do it. So feel free to kill anything you like, but the scenario's more geared towards narrative. So role playing's good. Things of that nature are very nice. And
You want me to
what
role
else?
play in this role playing game?
Yes, lots of role playing in the role playing.
God, you're so demanding,
I am a
jeez.
monster. And then what else? It is in this 1967, and you are gonzo journalists. So there are drug rules. I have created drug rules for COC as they were sorely
Oh,
lacking.
yeah.
So if you would like to do substances, you certainly may. Though,
That
you know,
honestly
I would
surprises
never
me.
force it upon you.
We haven't got to be play anybody playing Albert who's got pharmacy of 61%, so we're not sure what we're going to be taking.
Yes, so Albert. Albert, that's actually your motivation for the mission. You just want drugs. That's your shtick. So,
Sounds good.
all the drugs.
Yeah. So, Whitehead, you have to write an article. Albert, you are Whitehead's friend, so, you know, obviously you're buddies. But, you know, you are White, Albert is looking for salvia, a rumored drug that he's heard, you know, in mere whispers that could be located in the Amazon. And then, Gabriella, you are going to make sure the boys don't spend all of the magazine's money and actually come back with something written.
It's a thankless job, but someone has to do it.
Yes,
And
so.
I'll be relying on you to actually tell me what they're saying when they're talking in Portuguese.
Couldn't at least picked up a little bit of the language on the way here?
Nope. I've been drinking and writing.
As your lawyer, I second these decisions.
Okay,
Why,
that is
God,
something else. So, the other translator is not here. So that'll be fun.
Yep.
So Gabriella is the only person who speaks Portuguese. So I'm not going to make rolls like every time you just want to talk to somebody. As long as Gabriella is there, I will assume you're just chatting.
I have all the power.
And like, I won't say things as an NPC and demand that Gabriella like repeat it. We'll just streamline that. But if you want to do something special, that's when language rolls roll into effect. So if Albert is looking to buy cocaine on the docks of an Amazon village, he will have to roll bargain or pharmacy or some relatively skill. And then Gabriella will have to choose to make a Portuguese check in order to translate his desperate pleas for narcotics.
Also, why is there an asterisk after fighting knife?
Albert, you've got a fighting knife. You're, you know, a switchblade, so you have that, and that's your skill. I don't know why there's an asterisk.
Is that for the damage bonus at the top, or is that just because he's very strong?
Oh yeah, it's damage bonus at the top. So oh,
okay,
it's your,
all right, because it's a thing I use with my hands.
Yes. So, yeah, HTML character sheet suck. Sorry about that. And then, yeah, so that would be that. If Gabriella, you say, wanted to change something somebody was saying.
Well, that would be dishonest.
That would be a Portuguese check, things of that nature. So only if you want to do something special, you don't have to, you know, do all sorts of crazy stuff. I should probably put a dice roller on my screen. So I'm going to do that now.
All right. I saw that you linked a roller in the Kickstarter. I thought this was going to be. Do you want us to use this one, or can we just use like? Because I don't notice this doesn't like share rolls or anything.
Yes, you can. I thought about doing a shared roll one, but I figured that was just one more connection to lose.
Yeah, fair enough. So we can if we have a D percentile nearby, we can just use that.
Yes, and everyone has paid $100 to $250 to play in this game. So if you want to just flub your roll and pale everything, because that makes it a fun game. Go.
If you want to cheat in a role playing game, because that makes you feel like a big man.
Yeah, you go right on ahead, because you certainly paid for the privilege.
I paid to start Heaven on Games. This is just a bonus.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, well,
that's good, but I will believe you are Tom Church. No questions asked.
Does he actually roll like that? Like, I just cannot believe it, statistically.
There's just people like that in some groups. There's a guy in my group that, like, I'm trying to remember. There was a game where he played an old man and rolled consistently better than the young soldier in the team.
Yeah.
I've seen some crazy stuff come out of Tom's dice, like, with my own eyes. Especially in Eclipse phase, because I sit right next to him.
It's freaking insane.
So it's like, anyways. crit, stuff like that. But at the same time...
Well, it's going to make it all the more satisfying when you finally end up killing him off then, right?
Yes, it did do that. And then, like, but there are still times you just want to, like, stand up and point your finger and say, J'accuse, like, across the table. But
Yeah, as a GM, I'd want to rage quit and just flip the table.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, that's, you know, RPG games shouldn't turn into, like, Old West poker nights with Derringers.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a thing you want to have happen, you should never leave it up to chance.
Yeah, like, I don't really care, so whether it's true or not. But I will say I've never seen any evidence of cheating, and I have seen his dice do some insane damn thing. Yeah. Though David enters the campaign in the last tier, and David has equally ridiculous dice. Just is very lucky. Aaron is uniformly terrible. I sometimes think Aaron cheats to be worse.
You gotta love how hard he tries.
Yeah. No, I just, like, it's just amazing how bad probability hates him.
I'm more on the Aaron side by far, so this could go wrong really quickly.
It's Call of Cthulhu.
I know.
What's the damage rating on my fighting knife? It's not on my sheet.
On your fighting knife, you have a it's a 1d4.
Okay,
so it's a 1d4 plus your damage.
So 2d4.
Yes. All right. So I guess we should get started. All right. 1 second. Shannon.
Yeah, hi, Caleb.
Hey, oh my gosh. It's our fourth.
Oh, that's a little loud.
Yeah, let's turn it down a bit.
You're peaking just slightly. Either that, or you're coming in from the moon.
You still there?
I'm still here.
All right.
So this is weird, Caleb. I just got your email.
Yeah.
I'm at work. So when you said 7:30, I guess I just assumed it was Alaska time.
Ah, no. No, it is still central.
Right, and I've got a family coming in for like 6 minutes for therapy.
Okay. Well, sorry about that then.
That's okay. It's kind of awesome.
Yeah, you might not. The game's not family appropriate. That could get awkward.
Only slightly.
There's been psychology in it.
Yes. All right, Shannon, I'll talk to you later then. We'll try and work something out, okay?
Okay. Because I get off about 6:30. I could be home by then, but that's going to be like 9:30 your time. I imagine you'll be done.
Yeah, we'll be done. So, but yeah, we're in the middle of it, so I'll try and get back to you some other time, okay?
Okay, enjoy. Thanks.
All right, bye.
And now for something completely different.
Yeah, sorry. I said...
Oh, time zone.
I said CST. I included the calculator.
Kalaska standard time.
Yeah.
It's okay. You've done all you
can. Top of the world. I can't help. All right. Anyway, so